The relevance of Bhagavad Gita in our life as students, I'd say primarily the biggest relevance is in terms of the mind. The Bhagavad Gita gives a lot of insights for managing the mind, and especially in the student phase, there are so many different forces that are coming on us. There is the pressure of studies, then there is all the hormones rising in the body in the teenage, and they are driving our mind wild. And then there is so much peer pressure. There is expectation from the parents. There is the stress of having so much work to do. So the mind comes under a lot of pressure because of that. And if we could learn to manage our mind, things would be so, we could do much, much more. So the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna also, he was a great warrior. But essentially what happened was his mind went wild. He just couldn't function because of that. The specifics of why his mind went wild is different from ours. But the principle was, when his mind went wild, Krishna gave him the message of the Bhagavad Gita by which he could calm the mind. So for all of us, if we study the Bhagavad Gita regularly and understand its message, the essential message of the Gita is that we are not our body, but we are also not our mind. That we are different from our mind. And the Bhagavad Gita gives a lot of practical guidelines for how to manage our mind. So, if we can learn to manage our mind, we can create a better life for ourselves. As students, we spend so much of our time on waste thoughts. We think of our time in terms of, you know, I've got this subject to study, I've got this lab experiment to do, I've got to complete this assignment, to do this, this, this. We usually think of our schedule in terms of the things to do. But our time is not taken only by things to do. Our time is also taken by thoughts. Thoughts means, say you go in your lab and you greet someone, another person just snubs you, neglects you, insults you. And one thought can just dominate the mind. And the next 1 hour you're sitting in a class, but not one word that is spoken by the teacher is going in the mind, going into the head. You're thinking revenge fantasy. Next time in front of everyone I'm going to snub this person. So now in your schedule, you were in the class, but actually you're not in the class. So stray thoughts, wild thoughts take so much of our time. If we could manage to regulate our thoughts, we would save time. Similarly, worry takes so much of our time. What is worry essentially? Worry, it is said, is like that interest we pay on loans we haven't yet taken. The problem may or may not happen, but right now, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if that happens? If we practice bhakti, if we understand the Bhagavad Gita, what the Bhagavad Gita tells us is, don't focus on what if. Focus on what is. What if means, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if that happens? No, what is? What is it right now? What is right? Focus on what is. Okay, what is the exact problem right now? What can I do over it right now? So the Bhagavad Gita gives us a lot of powerful resources by which we can manage our mind. And if we can manage our mind, then we can face all the stresses of student life and be responsible and create a brighter future for ourselves. And along with that, the Bhagavad Gita also gives us overall purpose and direction for our life. You all have your talents, you have all your careers which you do. So one thing is what to do, another thing is how to do. But a bigger question is why to do. So the Bhagavad Gita gives us a higher inspiration and motivation for our life. Everything that you do, it doesn't just have to be so that you become famous, you become wealthy, you become popular. All that is fine. If that works out, great. But everything that you do, even as a student, Svakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. Through your work, worship the Divine Krishna says. So you can actually do your work in a way that it takes you closer to Krishna. And as you grow, then you see that whatever abilities you have, whatever talents you have, use them in Krishna's service. What we are is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to God. What we are is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to God. So if you learn this way, each of you can, as a student, contribute more and more. you have whichever path specifically you choose in your life in future. But if you have that spiritual purpose, then that will inspire you much more in whatever work you are doing. If you have that mood of service, of contribution, you know, the light of God can shine through each one of us. And if that light of God shines through us, it make our life better and our world better, better and brighter. So if you become devoted to God, then you remove the impurities within your heart and the light of God can shine through you. And we all can create a brighter future for ourselves. Whichever field you go in, that is secondary. But with what consciousness you go in, that is primary. So all of us can think, if you can yourself think, if you are a little more disciplined, a little more mature, a little more patient, you could do so much more in your life. And that maturity, that patience, that discipline, all that can come if you become connected to Krishna, if you become more devoted to Krishna. That connection with Krishna will give that strength. And we all can do better than what we are doing now if we can pull ourselves together, if we can become more focused. And how much good we can do, that nobody knows the limit. Maybe we may do marginally better, we can do dramatically better than what we are doing. So discovering how much good we can do if we put our act together, discovering that is life's ultimate adventure. And Bhagavad Gita invites each one of us to embrace that ultimate adventure.